Morning, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you, Scott?
Very good. Good to talk to you again. Now, before we get started on the other serious stuff, so folks know, among your background is that you have worked in another SEC city, and that was
correct.
Auburn, Alabama.
Yes.
And I think you were director of development. Is that right? Something like that? Planning.
I was the director of development services for the city of Auburn, yes.
Now, do they have a Waffle House in Auburn?
They do.
Now, did you have anything?
This is the most pressing question you could.
Well, look.
I did not see that one coming, Scott.
That's why we do what we do here, okay?
Did y'all have a Waffle House?
He's got his list in front of him, and nowhere on there did it say Waffle House.
So, gotta have priorities.
That's right. Now, was Waffle House there before you took over the position, or did you in any way, shape, or form have anything to do with helping them come to town?
I would love to tell you that I had brought all their economic development dreams to fruition by landing a Waffle House, but I have to admit it was there when I arrived.
Oh, all right. Well, because again,
good heavens, we're
underperforming here in College Station as a member of the SEC if we don't get a Waffle House. So, you know, maybe that will happen while your tenure's there.
Well, right. I'll certainly work on that.
Okay, we'll do what we can. Characterize Seabrook for me.
Oh, Seabrook is at one time was a sleepy fishing village, and that time has been eclipsed by the location of the Johnson Space Center here and the magnificent growth in the greater Houston area. Seabrook's about midway between Galveston and Houston, right on Galveston Bay and on Clear Lake. It's practically an island, but it has transformed itself, again, from that little seaside town into a wonderful little metropolis. It's hemmed in by a lot of other cities here, but we've seen some great growth, and we've really capitalized on our waterfront as far as our economic development is concerned. So it's been a great location to learn, and it's in many ways hard to leave. I've got a great staff here. There's some terrific people here, but the opportunity there in College Station was just one that was hard to pass up.
Sure. Well, and an Aggie, Kelly Templin, joining us this morning, the new city manager of the city of College Station. You're an Aggie, and obviously you spent time as a director of development services here for a couple of years. And so you know and have watched, I'm sure, from a distance what College Station has become as well. I think what I find interesting as I'm looking over what your experience is, you know, for a time you were out of city government, and at that time you actually helped the city of Bryan to develop the framework of their comprehensive plan.
Well, that's correct. Actually, while I worked for the city of Bryan, I lived just over the border on Brookside Drive in Bryan. And so I had the opportunity in the private sector to develop their comprehensive plan. And I admit, I'm a big fan of Bryan's. I love the downtown. I love what they've done there. They've got some great leadership, and the transformation in downtown from the time I was a student to the time, you know, I was an adult raising children there in Bryan and working in College Station has been magnificent. So it's great to see Bryan mature and grow and to see that that redevelopment. So I'm excited for the whole region. You know, anything that is, I think, a net positive for College Station is also going to assist Bryan. So I look forward to continuing to work and cooperate with the city of Bryan, and for that matter, Brazos County and Texas A&M.
What's the timeline? When are you going to be in here and on the job?
I'm looking to be there the first Monday of November.
Okay.
I actually need to, I just finished speaking with my council on that last night, so you're the first to hear that. I need to be sure that schedule works with the College Station City Council, but they've demonstrated a little flexibility in that regard, and I want to do justice to my my folks here because I owe them a great debt. I just need to be sure that I put all these projects to rest here so that I can, you know, leave with a good conscience.
Sure. Kelly Templin joining us this morning is the new city manager of the city of College Station. Now, while in College Station, you also helped to put together what's called the UDO, the Unified Development Ordinance.
Correct.
If you're familiar with the city council meeting from last week, there are many people in College Station who are not happy with what's happening to their neighborhoods because of the influx of student housing in what used to be single-family neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And the council seems to be struggling with that. You, as one of the people who developed this UDO, I'd like to get your thoughts on that struggle right now.
Because I have lived in a series of university towns, I'm obviously very fond of them, but I've seen this problem in Oxford, Ohio, in Auburn, Alabama, of course in College Station. And this is, as the demographics nationwide change and students become more affluent. Well, to give you an example, Scott, I mean, when I was a student at Texas A&M, I think I had all of two friends whose parents had purchased them a house. And they were extremely affluent. Now that's very common. I have two nieces and a nephew that are attending Texas A&M, and my brother bought them a house. So that's very commonplace. It speaks to the, I guess, relative affluence of the country that folks are able to afford real estate for their students. But that is a very commonplace issue, and it's very difficult to tackle because the law says that you have to be related by blood, marriage, adoption, or guardianship. Well, you know, my two nieces and nephew are, so they're three related individuals living in a house. So, to me, it's more of a, I guess, behavioral issue, and one nationwide that university towns are having to tackle by treating the symptoms versus the supposed sickness. I've got or had neighbors that were students that were perfectly well-behaved, and I've had neighbors that were professors that, you know, never picked up a trash can. So it's going to be one that's very difficult to tackle, one that Brian is also dealing with. And I'm not sure there's an easy fix to it. The law regarding everything from common law marriage to, you know, so many things factor into this now that did not factor into the original Supreme Court decision that upheld that family definition. So it's going to be interesting to deal with, but I have to tell you, there's not an easy fix for it.
Well, the other part of this that I see is there are many people who live in College Station who have lived here for 20 years who aren't necessarily even related to the university. They live in College Station for some reason, and they're seeing their neighborhoods around them change, and that's something that is very bothersome.
Well, and I recall it's not just neighborhoods that are developed primarily as student housing. You know, again, it's nice to have affluent alums because they donate to the university, but they also go out and buy their children, you know, houses in some of the premier neighborhoods in town. Mm-hmm. And again, as long as those the kids mind their P's and Q's and pick up the trash and the yard's maintained, I'm not sure that's an issue. But I don't know. It was the same issue in Auburn that we had to tackle. We had to tackle this in Oxford, Ohio, when I was there as well. And it has a lot to do with, again, trying to reach out to the students so that they remember that they're living amongst us, the people that provide them good services, things like that, and to teach them to be good citizens. I think for the most part, you would agree, everybody would agree, that Aggies are, you know, they're great kids. We love to be around them. You know, we like to tailgate with them. Love running into them here around Seabrook or anywhere else. Mm-hmm. But there are always those behavioral issues. You know, they're going out when we're going to bed.
Right.
And I'm an old man now, but I remember what it was like, and I think part of me resents that they can go out when I'm going to bed. But it's not going to be an easy issue to tackle, but I do think, you know, it's incumbent upon us and, you know, even perhaps the university to say, hey, you know, we provided a great home for you here, you know, help us out, be good citizens. And I think for the most part they are. There's certainly the exceptions, and that's really what we're dealing with.
Sure. Before you went to Seabrook, you again were in the private sector from 04 to 07, and then before that in College Station. So you were here when things were jamming. I mean, things were going well. It was everything was good, and you know, necessarily there were some situations that the city probably made some bad decisions getting into with some individuals that made it difficult. Then we had to kind of pare it back a little bit because the tax dollars were not where they needed to be.
Yeah.
Now, it looks like we've turned the corner again. Tax revenues are starting to go up again, sales tax and property values going up in College Station. And they are now starting to rebuild some of those departments that looked like they had to be pared down. As you've looked at that window in College Station from the paring down to the now rebuilding, what do you see are the areas that are most important that need to be rebuilt in College Station from a service standpoint?
Well, I have to tell you that I've really just started to delve into the budget. I've had a lot of input from the individual council members and from staff members, so I'm really trying to make that assessment now. It would be premature, I think, to tell you, you know, that CSU and Parks or Police are those departments that have to be rebuilt. I really think I need to get on the ground and in order to make a really thorough assessment of that. But we need to be very careful about that, however we rebuild or expand a department, because as you just said, you know, we've been through a recession statewide, nationwide. Texas is doing certainly better than most, but we need to be very careful and measured how we expand those departments so we don't find ourselves in that situation in another 5 or 10 years. I'm one of those guys that shops for boxes of pencils, and I think every department in the city, you know, across the board needs to do that. We need to spend the city's money the way we spend our own money. I think if every level of government did that, we'd be in a whole lot better situation now. But a lot of people tout themselves as fiscal conservatives. I'm cheap. So, I think governments need to be very careful about
You're right.
that.
Yes.
You can't practice and preach one thing at the House and then go to work, you know, and spend money like water. So that's just one of my pet peeves. So I'll watch that very carefully. I think expanding staff should come after, you know, we've studied something long and hard, and it's fully justified. So quite honestly, I mean, not to dodge the question, but it would be premature to give you a list of departments that I'm going to expand on day one, because I actually don't know that.
Kelly Templin joining us. He's the new city manager in the city of College Station. Finally, I guess what I'd like to get your thoughts on, David Neely was very hands-on as the point man when it came to helping to bring business into College Station.
Yeah.
It appeared that Frank Simpson certainly was on that same track. Are you a person who believes that's the city manager's job, or should there be someone else with that title?
Well, I have to tell you, that's what I love about my job. The economic development is the reward at the end of the day. I really enjoy doing that for signature projects that are really going to stabilize the tax base and, you know, transform and stabilize. I mean, provide that income for a city that's going to be able to allow you to sustain your park system, buy the police cars you need, you know, pay for fire services. That's the fun in the job. So I have to say I am very hands-on about that. I am the point person for economic development in Seabrook, so I want to take a very or participate very closely in those projects. I do think, you know, there are a couple of folks on staff right now that do a good job of that, but I'm going to be very hands-on in that regard.
Kelly Templin is the new city manager of the city of College Station. We'll be seeing him here, if all goes well, in the month of November, and we'll look forward to having you in the studio to talk at that time.
I look forward to it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kelly.
Y'all have a great day.
Thank you.